It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello, Santa Fe and beyond. Welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners and stand ready, as always, to help meet all of your real estate objectives. On today's show, you're going to hear from a number of people who are experts in their own area of real estate. They will be sharing their thoughts on a variety of issues that we think are important to discuss as we begin the new year. And, of course, we invite you to join in the dialogue here on Talk 1260 KTRC by emailing me, Ray Post, your questions and comments by sending your message to rpost@sfrp.com. But first, I want to remind you that if you need some help with renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home, or just need some suggestions on places to go here in beautiful Santa Fe, we have some excellent companies to offer to you. Simply go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and look for the list of real estate resource companies. I also want to announce that last week we added three terrific businesses to our resource list. And just this week we added Ron Geston Design as another resource sponsor under the category of architect. Now Rod's contact information will be added to our website this week, but you can always reach him at 505-670-6370. We're proud to have Rod Geston and the other new companies join those groups of businesses who are already underwriters of All Things Real Estate. Now, I also want to invite you to check out the very popular website, SantaFe.com, which offers you timely information about our city, be it the restaurant and gallery scene, real estate property listings, where to shop, stay, or events to attend. So go to SantaFe.com for information on everything in the city, including information on the All Things Real Estate radio show. Before we start the show, I want to join you, I'm sure, and millions of other Americans in sending a positive and very hopeful message to the people of Haiti who have suffered so much since the devastating earthquake of last week. Now, there are so many avenues available for you to help these desperate people in their time of need. Let's pray that all necessary relief to ease some of the suffering is coming soon and in abundant supply. So, anyway, let's get going with the program and with our regular State of the Market commentary segment from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What thoughts do you have today for the listeners?
Well, I thought I'd bring sort of everything together and talk about the perfect storm of real estate prices, mortgage programs availability, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I think the wave is crashing, as I've talked about in the last couple of weeks. The government programs are coming to a close. The tax credit is expiring. And we have a sense of rates going up at some point. But today, rates are still they're very low. I mean, I think the 30-year fixed rate is at 5 1/8. On a $200,000 house, the payment up for 5 1/8% is $1,350, which includes tax and insurance. So if you look at the equation of rent versus buy, the tax effect on a $1,350 payment means that the relative expense is about $1,100.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about buying or renting a house, you probably pay $1,100 or $1,200 to rent a house, so why not buy?
That's true.
If you buy, you can build equity, and you have a fixed payment for 30 years. You're not going to have to move. On top of that, there's down payment assistance programs.
Mm-hmm.
So with FHA, you can borrow up to 96.5%. So 3.5% of $225,000 is $8,000, which matches exactly with the $8,000 tax credit which you could take this year. So basically, you don't have to put down any money. On top of that, there's about a $6,500 tax credit for existing homeowners, but it means that they have to sell the house that they're in.
Right.
the FHA program is changing as well. We've gotten caught wind that the FHA is no longer going to offer a minimum of 3.5%. It may go to 5 or might maybe 5.5% down payment. And they won't finance the mortgage insurance. And that will change sometime this year because FHA is in trouble. On top of which, on top of all of this, home prices are at their 2002 to 2004 level in Santa Fe. Sellers are motivated. Banks and other owners of real estate, distressed real estate, are very motivated. So this is the time. I mean, I don't want to be calling a fire drill time after time after time, but, you know, now is, you know, we have another couple of months of this, and this is the time for people who can still qualify. You know, they have to have, you know, verifiable income. They have to have some assets, and they have to have decent credit. But now is the time for them to act, to purchase a house, and be happy for the next 30 years.
Well, you know, we've been beating this drum, and I like the metaphor that you used of the fire drill. I guess we don't want to talk about burning houses down, but indeed people need to look at this as the time if they need or want to sell. There frankly is not any other better time to have chosen that path. I wrote in my cover article for our monthly newsletter, which we just published this week, Andrew, and reminded people of something that you shared with us last week, that the Federal Reserve is no longer buying or probably won't buy mortgage-backed securities as of April. So that means that interest rates could rise. So if you're waiting for prices to moderate more, if you're waiting for interest rates to be any better, and if you're waiting for the inventory to get better, I think you're missing the boat. Agreed?
Absolutely. I think this is the time. Here we are in the middle of January. We've got a couple of months. I think it's time for people to act, and you know, they'll be rewarded for doing so.
Absolutely. Well, listen, as always, Andrew, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for your commentary. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Bye, Ray.
You know, I want to announce, first of all, that Barbara Axton of Direct Sales was supposed to be on the show today, but she called me this morning very ill. We're very sorry to hear that, Barbara, if you're listening to the program. But we will definitely have you on at a post. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we're talking about a variety of issues, sort of first of the year things that relate to a variety of issues in real estate. And in a moment I will be speaking to another good friend of mine and a sponsor of the show. But before I announce or bring him on the line, I want to announce that Annie O'Carroll Interior Design has moved up to be a full-fledged sponsor of the radio show. Annie is a well-known interior designer here in Santa Fe, has been serving as a resource sponsor for some time, but has made the decision that the exposure that she's getting from the radio show and what the radio show is able to do here in Santa Fe is working well for her, so she is becoming a new sponsor. We welcome her to that capacity and role. And you can find out information about Annie's company by going to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and that will take you right to the sponsor category, and you'll see her prominently featured there. So thank you, Annie. Welcome on board. Anyway, Gino Thompson, I'd like to get Randy Moya on the phone. Randy is a member of the Wynn Home Inspection Team, also underwriters of the show. Randy has been on the program before, is well-known in the community, well-respected in the community as an inspector, home inspector. Good afternoon, Randy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. And I think there are a couple of things that we want to talk about here. First of all, you've got some news, I believe, about radon, the issue of radon. And then beyond that, we'll talk generally about some home improvement suggestions you have. So update the listeners on radon issues.
Well, as most people might not know this, but January is National Radon Month. And it's the National Radon Month is to bring radon out more in the public and let people know exactly what it is and what it can do. And radon is, you know, it's a gas that is caused by uranium in the soil. Radon is everywhere, and it says the second leading causing thing, the lung cancer, next to smoking.
Right, right. And you're right, it's odorless, it's colorless, it's there, and as you said, it's everywhere in the environment. So what do you recommend as a home inspector for someone who maybe is wanting to make sure that radon is not an issue in the house that they're buying or perhaps on the property that they're about ready to build on?
Well, Well, we always recommend radon testing, especially here in Santa Fe. Santa Fe has been known to have some pockets of very high radon. Like I said earlier, radon is everywhere. You really can't escape it. But the EPA requires that, suggests that radon be mitigated when it's 4 picocuries per liter or higher. Okay.
And what does that mean, just for the benefit of the listeners?
A picocurie is a measurement of radon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And anytime it's 4 picocuries or higher, it brings your chances of having lung cancer up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what kind of house it is. Radon is still going to seep through, and it seeps through the cracks in the slab and in the crawl space, and through like plumbing, where plumbing comes up through the concrete and so forth. So it does seep into the house, and as houses get tighter, as technology changes and stuff, radon gets trapped inside the house.
Right.
Now, it's not so much the radon gas that you need to be concerned with; it's the byproducts of the radon gas. Okay, it's the polonium and the heavy metals like lead and stuff. That's the stuff that sticks in your lungs. And that's the stuff that gives you the lung cancer.
Now, Randy, when someone, and that's an excellent summary of what radon is and the issues associated with it. If someone says, Randy, love for Wynn Home Inspection to do a radon test, this is separate from a standard home inspection. What kind of specialized equipment and issues are involved with actually doing the test?
Well, we use radon test monitors, and it's a very accurate system that actually measures the radon on an hour-to-hour basis. It also gives you a report on the barometric pressure and the temperature at the time of that particular hour. Barometric pressure and weather do play a part in the radon levels. Radon levels do fluctuate. You know, when it's, you know, when you've got a lot of snow and stuff, they'll fluctuate. When it's very sunny, you know, they'll fluctuate as well. So the best thing to do is if somebody's going to be testing your house for radon, the house needs to be closed up for a minimum of 12 hours. And then once the radon tests have been set inside the home, then the windows and everything have to be closed up for that entire 48-hour period that a short-term test is done. Normal entrance and egress, of course, is okay, but you really shouldn't be opening up the windows and stuff like that.
I see.
And then once the 48-hour test is done, then we get the results back, and, you know, you can decide then whether your house needs mitigation or not.
Right, and mitigation is another whole topic in of itself. I tell you what, I mentioned to you, Randy, that the 5 minutes was going to go by lickety-split. I want to have you come back on the show because we haven't even begun to scratch the surface on some of your home improvement suggestions, and I also want to get into the mitigation issue on radon. Is that okay with you? We can have you back on the show maybe in another week or so?
That's fine. I would love to come back.
Okay. Listen, Randy Moya with Wynn Home Inspection. Randy, just give your quickly your contact information in case someone wants to call you.
Yes, you can reach our office at area code 505-466-7243. We are in the Santa Fe and the Albuquerque area, and we'd be more than happy to answer any and all questions that you have.
Excellent. I highly recommend these guys. Randy's done some work for me and some of my clients. Anyway, Randy Moya with Wynn Home Inspection, thanks so much for being on the show. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Okay. Now, Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Melanie McGilvery will discuss changes to RESPA, which is the Federal Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, which went into effect on January 1st of this year and attempts to provide consumers with less confusion when buying homes and obtaining loans. Generally, RESPA provides consumer protection involving loans secured by a mortgage or deed of trust for the purchase of residential property. Now, these reforms, which, by the way, we have addressed on many occasions in previous shows, regulate how lenders, closing attorneys, and title companies determine loan and closing costs when someone buys a home or property. These changes may impact the closing process and can result in delays if the new requirements are not adhered to. The law requires that buyers and sellers receive specific disclosures at various times throughout the progression of a transaction. And by the way, all refinancing transactions are also covered by RESPA. Now, these disclosures relate to the costs associated with lender services, escrow account practices, and all charges associated with the transaction. The ultimate goal of these reforms to the law is to give consumers more information when closing on a home, as well as create an incentive for lenders to use competitively priced service providers. Given the extent of changes to the law, attorney Melanie McGilvery strongly suggests that anyone who is in the process of purchasing a residential property obtain information on these reforms from either a title company, real estate attorney, or, of course, your real estate broker, but well in advance of settlement. And the reason is simple. If title companies handling the settlement do not receive the information in a timely manner from the lender, closings may be delayed, a situation that no buyer wants to encounter. So the bottom line is, it's critical that a buyer and their representatives confirm with the lender that all required information is timely and accurately delivered to the title officer handling the transaction. Because under the new law, the settlement statement must reflect all of the credits, costs, and charges involved in a real estate purchase transaction. Thanks once again to attorney Melanie McGilvery for providing us with a very timely and useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding recent changes to the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, otherwise known as RESPA, as well as the settlement and closing process itself, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Gino, we're running long here. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We will be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we're talking about a variety of issues associated with real estate and things that are sort of front and center on the minds of buyers, sellers, and homeowners as we start the new year. Before we get back into our conversation with folks, I want to encourage you to check out some of the featured homes offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. In our full-page ad in today's Santa Fe, New Mexican, you'll find information on some terrific green homes and home sites, and they are really worth checking out. You can also go to the homepage of our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com, for more information and lots of pretty pictures of these very special featured properties. Again, these are green homes that we're featuring this week. And I also want to remind you that if you're thinking about building a new home, updating the one that you're in, converting your garage into a living space, or building a guest house, then you need to choose a contractor that really comes highly recommended by a number of people. And my recommendation that fits that bill is Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net. Gino Thompson, I think you have a very good friend, a colleague of mine, associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and someone who is quite well known here in the community, Paul Duran. I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Hi, Ray. How are you today?
Well, we're doing fine, and how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, that's great.
Once a month on your show, gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I could stand it.
Well, listen, the listeners can stand it. I'll tell you what we're going to do today, Paul, is we're going to sort of talk about a number of issues. But let's start out, first of all, by speaking to what we had as our distinctive properties of Santa Fe last month. We didn't have a chance to talk to you about this property. This is really sort of a terrific opportunity for folks to find out about 138 West Manhattan. Why don't you talk for a few minutes about this distinctive property?
Okay, thank you, Ray. Well, 138 West Manhattan is the location of a bed and breakfast that's called Pueblo Bonita. And just like the name implies, it really is a beautiful downtown historic facility. In the old days, it used to be a district judge's residence with chicken coops and stables, and over the years, it's actually transformed into this beautiful downtown bed and breakfast. We have it priced today at $3,875,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it consists of 19 rooms, and all of them actually that have been condominiumized. So what we're trying to do is find another use for the property, because as we all know, the bed and breakfast business has kind of taken a turn to the worst.
Yes.
So we're trying to find the best use for it with the business capital that it has. It actually offers residential, retail, and office use.
And this has been on, hasn't been on for a whole bunch of time. It's only been on for a little bit more than a month, I think, right?
Well, I've just been on the market for, 49 days.
Yeah.
Right.
And, now again, this is because of the price point and because of the unique nature of it. It obviously is appealing to a very specific constituency. But if you were the buyer, Paul, what would you think could be converted to?
Well, we're actually exploring the possibility of turning it into an elder care facility.
Mm-hmm.
We're also checking into the possibility that some of the local lobbyists who work closely with the state might be interested in acquiring some of the property. We're actually trying to break it down into different sections, different buildings. And since it's already a condominium, we think that we can do that pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody wanted to check it out, again, just I think everyone knows where 138 West Manhattan is, but what would be another landmark sort of around Pueblo Bonita that they could refer to?
Well, it is just south of the new parking structure built by the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So another possibility is we've been thinking maybe the state would be interested in buying it.
Well, that sort of leads me into my next topic I want to talk to you about. First of all, thank you for that rundown, and I'll give you your phone number if folks want to talk to Paul Duran about this fabulous property, 138 West Manhattan. They can call him at, they can call your cell phone, right? 310-5566. But you can also check out this property by going to our website, www.santafe-realtypartners.com. Click on the broker information for Paul Duran. Now, Paul, I teased this a little bit when you talked about government. I should mention to the listeners, again, a lot of people already know your name. You've been around for many years. You've been a licensed New Mexico real estate broker since 1976. But I think something that people maybe remember you more for prominently is that you served two terms as Santa Fe County Commissioner. And I think this week you had a special announcement for the people of Santa Fe and the county. You're running for office again, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've actually decided to run for county assessor.
Okay. And
I had thought about county commissioner, but, I did that for 8 years. And when I was a county commissioner, I worked with the assessor at that time to get funding and build up the geographic information systems technology there at the county.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan on really using that quite a bit as in my future as an assessor.
Mm-hmm. And just to remind people, I think you've got a primary coming up in June, right?
Right.
And then the general election, of course, on the 2nd of November, correct? So, in a nutshell, let's talk a little bit about your platform. There is already an incumbent who is the county assessor. What, from your standpoint, does Paul Duran bring to the table other than an enormous amount of past experience being Santa Fe County Commissioner? What's your vision for the role of the assessor of the county?
Well, having been in real estate for 30-plus years, I really feel that I know values considerably well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can look at a piece of property and pretty much tell you what the value of it is.
Mm-hmm.
So from that respect, I think that I bring a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge to the office.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is that in these times, in these economic times, we're really faced with values being affected considerably. And so there has to be a real balance between how do you take into consideration reducing values of property and the budget that the county relies on, to provide services. So, there's a lot of properties out there that aren't properly assessed. There's some that are taxed. There's some that aren't even taxed. And as I work in the real estate business, I come across properties that haven't been taxed, have a low tax,
mm-hmm.
and it just seems to be a considerable amount of inequity out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a number of homeowners would be able to attest to that for sure. We constantly read the headlines about where assessment values are, whether they're being done the way people want them to be done. So from your standpoint, that would be one of the main planks of your platform running for office. I tell you what, Paul, if anyone is interested in your candidacy, can they just contact you through our website?
Sure, website and same cell number.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so we're happy to talk to anybody that has some problems that they're dealing with now.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the office needs to be a little bit more user-friendly also.
Right. Well, as you know, in a previous life, I ran U.S. House and Senate campaigns, and I know what you as a candidate are going about ready to get to be doing, and what's going to be on your plate and the volume of work you're going to have to be doing besides your full-time job as a licensed real estate broker. So I wish you well, and I'll see you around the office. And again, if you want to get a hold of Paul Duran, please go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the category that speaks to brokers. That'll take you right to Paul Duran. Listen, have a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Hey, you too, Ray. Take care.
Bye-bye. I think before we take a break here, Gino, I want to take a moment to encourage you to, sort of shifting gears here, doing a lot of stuff today, but encourage all the listeners to make a visit to Stevens, a consignment gallery located at 2701 Cerritos Road. You know, Stevens is a locally owned and well-known institution here in Santa Fe with more than 27 years of experience offering quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, and accessories. Besides offering these unique items for purchase, co-owners Stephen Etrie and Glenn Smith offer estate, property, and art appraisal services and have gained a reputation as being Santa Fe's premier source for local and national interior decorators and set designers. We're proud to have Stevens, a consignment gallery, as one of the underwriters of all things real estate. I've had Stephen Etrie on the show here before. He's a lot of fun, isn't he, Gino? As a matter of fact, Gino's shopped at Stevens, a consignment gallery, and you've bought some great stuff there, haven't you? And it's an affirmative. His head is going up and down. So I hope that if you are in need of quality antiques, art, estate items, or appraisal services, that you, too, will visit them at 2701 Cerritos Road. You can learn more about Stevens by going to our website. Again, that's www.sfrp.com and clicking on the radio show icon that will take you right to our list of sponsors. So, Gino Thompson, let's take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with people about all things in real estate. We'll be back in a minute.
With two cats in the yard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and as you know from the sound of that music, we have reached our Open House of the Week segment. This afternoon I have sitting on the side of the road in her car, driving, I think, to the Open House, is Linda Horn. Good afternoon, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Ray. Great. Thank you.
And I'm glad you're pulled over and you're not trying to talk to us while you're driving, because I want you to be totally focused on all of the attributes that you're going to tell the listeners regarding 1012 Marquez Place, Unit 101. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Ray. It is a super contemporary ground floor condominium. It has four separate offices and three separate entrances. It's located in the South Capitol, so it's a great location. It is an in-unit. We currently have it in a short sale approved position. The original price was $439,000. We currently are offering the property at $287,000.
Wow, that's a bargain, isn't it?
It's an incredible opportunity. The condo has radiant heat. It has evaporated air conditioning and parking. We also have the unit up above today, which is also available, number 102, which is a three-bedroom and a two-bath unit, 1,900 square feet.
Right. Oh, that's great. And, again, you're on your way there, and I believe you're going to be there from, 1 to 3 today? Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So if someone wanted to come and visit you, what's the best way of getting to this fabulous location?
Okay, the easiest way is to come St. Francis Drive, go east on Cordova, turn left on Camino de la Marquez, and then left on Marquez Place.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is 1012 Marquez Place. It is a short sale, but it has been priced to sell at $287,000. It's unit 101, but you also have unit 102 above it also for sale. That's not a short sale too, is it?
You know what? It is in an approved short sale position, and again, we started at $589,000, and it's currently priced at $375,000, right?
Well, Linda, I actually sold a property to an out-of-town buyer, a short sale last week, and they can be daunting to go through, but at the same time, they are fabulous bargains for people. My buyer from Texas is just tickled to death that she was able to acquire it, so I encourage everyone to take advantage of what Linda Horn is offering to you today, two units at 1012 Marquez Place. You'll be there from 1 to 3. I hope everyone will stop by and take a look at it. Linda, thanks so much for chatting with us today.
Ray, thank you very much.
Okay. Anyway, she is on her way over there to 1012 Marquez Place, and what I want to do is just remind you that another underwriter of our show, Linson's Incorporated, a family-owned and operated business, has been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. Now, if you haven't been to Linson's showroom, I suggest you stop by this Santa Fe institution and check out the more than 450 lines of fabric, custom bedding, and upholstery services they have to offer. Linson's is a major destination for interior designers, decorators, and Santa Fe homeowners, and ships its products to clients all over the world. Now, Linson's is located at 1305 Cerrillos Road, and I encourage you to stop by and say hello to our friend Loopy Linson and her helpful staff. Loopy was on the show last week, and she, again, is a underwriter of the program. We're delighted to have her in that capacity. She brings a lot of valuable service to the people of Santa Fe. So, again, Linson's for all your fabric and custom upholstery needs. And I also want to remind you that, you know, if it wasn't clear to you, I can confirm that, in fact, real estate is front and center on the minds of people. I can report, as I did last Sunday, that Santa Fe Realty Partners has been seen a dramatic increase in the number of people visiting our website. Consumer traffic to our site has more than doubled since just before Christmas, and we're now seeing more than 30,000 unique visits to our real estate website per month, which suggests to us that there is a new and higher level of consumer interest in potential home purchases as we enter 2010. So, again, if you wanted any indication that, as we were talking about at the front end of the show, with home prices being very moderate, low interest rates, inventory high, first-time home buyer tax credits of $8,000, $6,500 for move-up buyers, now is the time to take advantage of it, and that's why we're seeing that kind of attention to our website. I want to shift gears here and actually close out the show with a conversation with a good friend of mine. I have Fred Nathan on the line. Fred is the executive director of a well-known institution here in Santa Fe called Think New Mexico. Hey, Fred, how are you?
I'm great, Ray. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, listen, it's a pleasure. I know that you're at your daughter's swim meet, so if we hear splashing around, we'll totally understand, correct?
Well, she just finished first in the 25 freestyle, so we're done for the day. Three first places, one third.
Wow, congratulations. Well, I'm sure that you'll be taking her out for some big breakfast or brunch or something to celebrate, correct?
Probably some ice cream.
I guess that's what you do for young daughters, right? Well,
yeah.
Listen, I want to, first of all, frame what Think New Mexico is all about, maybe for the listeners' benefit before we get into the substance here of our conversation. Talk about what you guys actually do day-to-day, Fred.
Okay. Well, we're a results-oriented think tank. We're different than most think tanks that are either way, way over on the left or way, way over on the right. We just feel like in a state that's 49th or 50th, the focus ought to be on solutions rather than ideology, and we're best known for getting a full-day kindergarten law through the legislature, repealing the food tax, creating a strategic water reserve to keep some water in our rivers, reforming title insurance, which I think was probably interesting to your audience, and trying to bring the prices down through a little bit of free market competition,
right,
instead of the old system where the government set a single price.
Right, and similar to that issue, today we're going to be talking about something that also has a real estate implication. Think New Mexico has as one of its major initiatives that they hope they get on the legislative calendar, something called the Smaller Schools Initiative. Talk a little bit about that, Fred.
Okay. Well, basically, New Mexico, as you know, our graduation rates are very poor. Only about half of our kids are actually graduating from high school. And one of the research findings is that smaller schools make a huge difference and have much higher graduation rates. They counter the alienation that a lot of kids feel because they're much more personalized. They don't feel like a factory. And secondly, they're much less violent. Turns out that when you poll people why they've dropped out, the two reasons they give are alienation and violence. And but by example, APS spends more than $5 million a year to police their schools. And if you look at which ones where the most violent incidents occur, they're in the very, very large high schools. So we're encouraging the legislature to pass a bill. It won't cost any money. Just to say, when we use the state fund to help local districts buy schools or to build schools, that they put size requirements and not fund schools, high schools, any larger than 900 students. And we believe that that will lead to higher graduation levels.
What do you think the chances are in this short 30-day legislative session, when the budget, of course, is primary on the minds of legislators? What do you think the chances of getting focus on this very important initiative of Think New Mexico?
You know, I think it's going to be difficult because you're right, Ray, and you're very perceptive. The budget is just dominating every other issue, and I think they want to keep the agenda pretty tight. On the other hand, this goes a long way towards doing that, in the sense that smaller schools also have less operating costs. They have less, for example, less transportation costs, because the big schools tend to be built way out on the perimeter of our communities, whereas smaller schools can be built closer to where people live, and that saves a lot on busing the kids back and forth. Security, as I mentioned, is a lot less. These smaller schools don't have security because their communities are self-policing. Everybody knows each other. So those are two big savings. And then the third savings is administrative costs. These larger schools, you need not only a principal, but, you know, assistant principals and associate principals just to herd all those faculty and students. So one of the arguments we're making is this would be a smart, cost-conscious thing to do as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, this won't cost anything to pursue this initiative, and in fact, you're hopefully saving very, very slim budget dollars as a result of this. So I guess all in all, why wouldn't, other than there's so many other things in a 30-day session that they have to deal with, but is there anyone that's opposed to this initiative? I guess putting it on the agenda is one thing, but who would be opposing it?
Well, there were some opposition. We're fighting conventional wisdom because the perception is that schools are like factories, and people assume that just like each additional widget costs less to manufacture than the one before, they assume the bigger is better. But it turns out that schools are very different than factories. So we're fighting conventional wisdom. And then the other thing is we're fighting, you know, to get the attention of lawmakers, because they are so concentrated appropriately on the budget. But if your listeners want to get involved, they can contact their legislators through our website, Ray, at www.thinknewmexico.org. And then once you get to our home site, click on the Action Center, and it will take you to a place where you can contact your legislators. You don't even need to know who they are. You just type in your address, mm-hmm. and the computer does it for you.
Great. Well, listen, Fred, I want to thank you for being one of my calling guests today. You've provided some very excellent commentary about this important issue. I hope the legislature takes it up. Anyway, thanks a lot, Fred. I'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you squeezing me in. Thanks,
okay.
Ray. Bye-bye.
I also want to thank all the other calling guests for bringing valuable First of the Year real estate information to the show today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, as always, my producer, and Kate, Jane, and Peggy back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine show today. And thank you for tuning in. If you have your own questions about real estate, please call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate. Later date.